Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Last week, we talked about being intentional about releasing positive energy. Today, in recognition of the holiday, I would like to talk about love. You know, love is the most powerful force in the world. Love has the ability to break through any barrier unapologetically. And in the words of David Wilkerson, love is not only something you feel, it is something that you do. So I have a question. On today, what are you choosing to do about love? Well, for me, I chose to really be mindful of love in a real way today. And what I mean by that is I was really on campus today at the college, and I was very intentional about spreading love. So for people I would normally just speak to and kind of keep it moving, today I would not only say hello, but I would give a hug. Sometimes I would stop and ask them how their Valentine's Day was going. Sometimes I would give a little bit longer eye contact to let them know that I was really invested in their conversation, just to add a little bit more to the day. I was also really, really concerned about wanting to make myself happy today too. So while I was busy being intentional about making everybody else's day perfect and beautiful and wonderful, I wanted to make sure that I was happy too. So all of these things that I was doing today really added to me. Even though I was giving out a lot of love and I was adding to others, it felt like I was the one that was winning. You know, love has the ability to do that. It has the ability to make you feel like you're almost complete. So when you give love, if there's an empty space on the inside of you, somehow love comes in and takes that void away. So even though college is hard and I had a lot of circumstantial things on my mind and heart, and even though I had assignments that were due and other things that could have taken my thought pattern away today, I chose to love instead. You know, in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:7 speaks on love never failing. And I don't know about you, but this year has been very short so far, and we're just now approaching mid-February, and sometimes it feels to me like love is failing me. Sometimes it feels to me like it's so much harder than what it has to be. And sometimes I ask myself, is love in itself, is it worth it? But after doing things like what I did today and being intentional about adding brightness and love to someone else's day, I was able to see that it is worth it and that it doesn't fail. So if you're like me out there and you're going through a period of time where it feels like all of the positive and what you're putting out there doesn't seem to quite want to come back to you soon enough, then take it from me. Trust the Bible. Love never fails. Love never fails. So if you keep pouring it out, eventually it's going to make its way back to you. And lastly, since we're talking about love and all, I wanted to talk about my love for my family, my love for chocolate, my love for God, my love for God's word, my love for education, my love for mentoring youth girls, my love for my mother, my love for my father, who is now deceased. Just my love. And many a times around the year, like around the holidays, it gets to be hard for some people. And, you know, just for a moment of transparency, this is a very hard time of the year for me. And it's because on this not this day, but February 13th of 2009, my life was changed forever when my father passed away at the age of 49 from lymphoma cancer. So when it's this close to Valentine's Day, which is the 14th, it usually means that I'm coming off of a moment where I feel like I'm drained, like I can't quite give out enough. So when Valentine's Day finally gets here, I'm just like, wow, what can I give? How can I give? Because emotionally I'm drained. What do I have of value to begin to try to give others that are around me? Well, I found that I have a lot to offer. I have a lot to give. And instead of really, really staying focused on the pit and a place that brings me such sadness and grief for the fact that my father's not here with me, I choose to try to figure out how I can bring laughter and joy to others. So today on this Valentine's Day, I hope and I pray that you were able to really, really influence somebody else, that you were able to get out there and shine forth love, show love all over the place and share the love. Because if you have not the capacity to do anything else, you have the capacity to love. And I believe Dr. Charles Schultz said it best. All you need is love, but a little chocolate every now and then doesn't hurt. I think that's probably one of my favorite quotes. I thank you all so much for listening to me on tonight. You can continue to join me every week Thursday for a new episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast. And if you'd like to reach me sooner than that, you can go to www.authenticallyarletta.com. You can also visit me on several other social sites such as YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, also titled Authentically Arletta. And remember, we'll be talking soon.